Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's November 5th, 2013. Wow, this month of November, we're marching right along, you know, in just like 2.5 weeks or 20 or so days, we're going to be talking about turkey and Thanksgiving fixins. And, oh, I just love that meal. I can't wait to get some mashed potatoes with that sour cream and butter and, oh, the white meat and, you know, some leftovers. And then I almost can't wait to take a nap on Thanksgiving Day so I can wake up and have some more of those fixins. Is that true for you, Marianne, you know, that Thanksgiving meal? Is that a good one for you?
Oh, yes, that's a good one.
Well, yesterday I got so fired up with the whole ministry work that you've been doing these past 6 years. You operate as the founder and director of operations of Faith Prayers. The ministry, you can find out more at faithprayers.org. In fact, I got to slow down a little, Marianne. I get so excited when there's a ministry work that I know God's behind that I start talking really fast. So I'm going to catch my breath so I don't wear out the listeners because they're like, Mark, calm down. Your stress would be out. But we had you on yesterday, and you gave some great background on how God had been at work in your life through great godly parents that took you on the mission field with them at the age of like 8, and how you served in a remote outpost. I think it was not Rwanda,
It was called Rhodesia at that time, It's Zimbabwe.
Okay.
It's the real name now.
And it formulated a lot of your Christian walk and understanding of people serving, giving up their lives to serve a remote people, and yet also recognizing that it's not a remote people. God's in it for everyone. We're all equal. We're on the level playing field, that he cares about the impoverished person that's maybe living in a cave in a far remote part of the world, to the business person that's maybe very wealthy and well-to-do in the city. God's all about reaching all people. And even your ministry is doing that in a way, because your ministry is providing a prayer line no matter where someone's at. Maybe there are truckers driving along, or it's somebody, I think as you mentioned yesterday, that's calling from Canada, different parts of the world, to somebody that lives right in the greater Champaign-Urbana area that says, you know, I have a need, and I would love to talk with somebody to have them pray for me, because I think I believe in the power of prayer. You know, that might be the skeptic, or maybe the seeker, or maybe the new believer. They know that there's this God out there, but doesn't know that we can personally talk with them. So you have people from the whole gamut, people that are senior saints that are struggling through a crisis or maybe a foreclosure or a health issue, to somebody that's saying, you know, I don't know if I even believe in prayer, but I saw this business card that had your phone number that says, if you need prayer, call here. And so today, I hope on this edition of Mark and Friends, I don't think we'll have to go into a third day, but yesterday we laid some groundwork of your own testimony, how you came to Christ, how you saw the importance of prayer, how you saw Christian character modeled through your parents, through other people, you know, how you got to this area. You attended Lincoln Christian University, but we didn't really get into how God laid it on your heart 6 years ago to establish Faith Prayers, and then some of the very unique and special ways that people have even come to Christ, and the volunteers that have surfaced, and all the people that have helped with some of the underwriting of the cost, because there's a lot involved with the launching a ministry and having the phone lines available 24 hours a day and staffing people, and just you send out a newsletter and all those logistics. So kind of walk us through. I think yesterday we left it at the point you were back in the States at 15. You went to Christian college. You got some further training. You're in our area. You're attending Windsor Road Christian Fellowship. But you've been involved in other churches, other ministries. Your brother, a great shout out for Ron, has served at New Covenant Fellowship for so many years. And so you're kind of saying, Lord, use me, grow in me. And yesterday I began the program with, it was the best of times, the worst of times, and I never even got back to that. So maybe we could start with, what's it mean to be in the best of times and the worst of times as far as Faith Prayers ministry is involved?
Well, I appreciate that question. And yes, I also love that quote from Charles Dickens. I think it's from Tale of Two Cities. You know, I think that partly our country is in the best of times and the worst of times. And we see a number of things that don't feel good to a number of people, and yet it's at those times that God can really be seen and really move. And not that he's not always moving, but for some reason things come into relief. And Faith Prayer, as you mentioned, is also at one of those junctures where we've got calls just pouring in. We can barely keep up. And, you know, that's the best. That's what we want. And the downside, the worst, so to speak, not worse, but is just trying to keep up with all that, whether it's financial or with volunteers or just energy, you know, to keep up with all that. So we really appreciate people's prayers. I know sometimes the word, please pray for us, gets tacked on at the end of things like, oh, yeah, and prayer. But in this case, I believe that if people pray for us, God will really be moved to help and continue to help. He has done marvelous things for us already. So I do think it is the best of times.
And I know yesterday we mentioned you're getting close just this year to having 10,000 calls. And so I'm sure with these 10,000 different calls, a variety of needs, like maybe almost the whole gamut of prayer requests, prayer needs, and yet not just people calling in for prayer, some people calling in that didn't know they could have a relationship with Almighty God through the Lord Jesus Christ, where literally some of these trained counselors, maybe even yourself, have led these people. You know, you would say that born-again experience or that conversion where they're saying, I didn't know there was a God who loves me. Tell me more. And so the initial request was a prayer for a need, and then they found themselves learning to pray themselves.
Yeah. You know, I hate to say this because it sounds like a lack of kind of vision or faith on my part, and I've kind of just been going along here doing this as I understood to do it, but I did not really expect people to call and accept Jesus over the prayer line, but that is exactly what has been happening. We had a young man on his way to prison who called, and he accepted Jesus and actually called us back 3 or 4 times. He had gotten involved in a prison ministry, all sorts of things like that. Just 2 weeks ago, one of our volunteers was praying with someone, and in the middle of the conversation, this non-believer, this young man, or I think he was like in his 30s, he said to our volunteer, well, can I just accept Jesus? And I'm like, yes, you can. And we've had that happen now a number of times. One call that just was very unique and special to me is we had a young Jewish man call, and he really felt he had been talked to some Christians where he worked. They had given him a Bible and so forth, and he was really unsure, and he said he looked on the Internet, and he saw our webpage, and he said, I just felt like there was kind of light on it, and he said, I'm going to call there. And so he did, and he said, I just need to talk to somebody that I don't really know, you know, not one of my friends. I just need to have some questions answered, and the first question out of his mouth was, is it really okay for a Jewish person to accept Jesus? I said, more than okay. I said, Jesus was Jewish. And he said, oh. And so we had a conversation, and he accepted Jesus right there on the phone. And, you know, we always point people to Christians where they are or a local church. And I said to him, I said, will you promise me that you will go back to these Christians at your workplace and you will tell them what happened today on this prayer line? He said, I promise I will. So these examples and these times where people have accepted Jesus on the prayer line have just kind of blown us away. And glory be to God. I mean, it's all Him. He draws people to Himself.
In case you're just tuning in, I have Mary Ann Offenstein on the phone with me. This is day two of our Testimony Tuesday, if you will. Yesterday we began with setting some of the groundwork of some of Mary Ann's life and how God had been at work in her life. And then today I asked her to be available so we could talk some more very specifically about this ministry. It's called Faith Prayers, and you can find out more at faithprayers.org. faithprayers.org, or by calling their prayer hotline, but it's also a line that you can call to find out more information, how you can maybe volunteer, or if you want to financially support this great work, you can call 1-866-515-9406. That's 1-866-515-9406. 866-515-9406. Well, Marianne, take us back a little. So this has been going on for 6 years, but what was the catalyst? Did you see a need? Did God impress something on your heart? Was it that Deuteronomy 29:29 verse? Like, how did it all start? And then how has it grown? And how have you seen God just continue to validate that this is what he wants you to do, and he wants you to get others involved in being a part of it?
Well, you know, I was going through a difficult time in my life, and I began to call some of the prayer lines that I would see advertised. You see it in magazines or on the television. And so I called something. You know, I was fortunate that I have a marvelous network of people around me who were praying for me and supportive, but I thought, I'm going to call one of those prayer lines. So I did, and, you know, some of them are really wonderful, I know, but I kept running into people wanting my address and would I send money, and I thought, this can't be right, you know. And I thought, what if I was calling saying my child was sick in the hospital, and they're like, do you want to donate? I'm like, that's terrible. Mm-hmm. That's not what we want to present as the gospel to people who are hurting and seeking out God, maybe for the first time, for all they knew. And so it got me to thinking, I thought, it's too bad that there can't be a prayer line run just by your grassroots, regular church people everywhere that just prays. And so I had that thought, but kind of set it on the shelf. And then one day, around 10 o'clock in the morning, I had my coffee out on my desk and was kind of, you know, doing whatever I was working on. And I really felt like I was impressed by God with the words, go set up an 800 number. And I remember setting the coffee down going, whatever for? What is that about? And it wouldn't go away. And, you know, like I say, I had these really great group of women around me, and I told it to them. I said, I really feel like I'm supposed to do this. And they're like, sounds crazy, but, you know, you've often been right about these things. Go do it. So I did. And, you know, I set it up as a prayer line. And I thought, well, if even a few people call, you know, that would matter to God or to them. And so I set it up and I put a little web page, nothing like we have now, just one that I made, which was really pitiful. But, you know, nothing really happened for a few days. And I thought, well, I must have been mistaken. This isn't going to really be anything. And then that phone rang, and I about jumped out of my skin. I thought, oh, my word, what's going to happen? So I picked it up, you know, and for the very first time, I said, this is the Faith First Prayer Line, kind of in this halting voice. And this woman down in North Carolina, a shut-in, we have many shut-ins call us, she called in her little quavering voice. She said, my son's gone to jail. Can you pray for me? And I thought, I just had tears run down my face. I thought, this is going to work. This is something to do. This is real. And there it was. And from that one person, we've gotten to this point.
And I think I said earlier, and I certainly mentioned it yesterday, at least just this year, and we're talking 2013. Now, you know, we're in the later stages, but you're getting close to 10,000 different calls, whether it's been yourself answering the phone or other volunteers have prayed with people, answered questions, just talked about this God that loves them. And, mm-hmm. and basically, very simplistically, how can we pray for you? Is that one of the main questions you
that
ask?
That is the whole question. It's the most straightforward ministry. It's just, that's it. That's the whole question. We aren't judgmental. We are very Bible-believing. We pray in the name of Jesus. But anyone from a wide array of circumstances has called, and that is our entire question. That's what we ask at the beginning. And every volunteer says, this is a Faith First Prayer Line. Can I pray for you? And that's the whole ministry.
And I know you're looking for more volunteers to be involved, because with this, there are minimal costs because so many people totally volunteer, and you're not getting this like big salary or anything. In
no.
fact, I've watched over the years, because we do have some radio spots that announce this 800 number, and let me give it right now as somebody's thinking, you know, I want to call in for prayer, or I want to call in for more information, or I want to have Marianne come and share with our small group, because this is something that we can embrace. It's so biblical. It's so God-honoring. It's ran really on a shoestring budget.
Yes.
I mean, you're just trying to pay for like the 800 number and make it accessible to anyone. You have a little newsletter that goes out, but it's just so practical, and you want to keep it available. And so there are some costs. So I'm hoping that a number of our listeners will say, shoot, I have an extra $100. I have an extra $500. I have $1,000. Shoot, this is a good cause. And I can vouch for your character in the years that I've known you and have met up with you. It's like, this is totally of God, and you want him glorified and honored. And it's a necessary, needed ministry. And so you can find out more at faithprayers.org or by calling Marianne, or maybe you'll even get one of the trained counselors and you say, hey, I'd like Marianne to call me back. But it's 1-866-515-9406. 1-866-515-9406. So people call that number and take us through. Now, what happens? Somebody answers and says, Faith Prayers,
yeah.
May I pray for you?
That's right. This is the Faith Prayers prayer line. Can I pray for you? And on the other end of that phone call will be someone from around this nation, you know, whether it's the inner city of Detroit or Brooklyn or Nevada or Alabama or Alaska. And, you know, one thing I've learned, Mark, is from people around the world, the calls from Sweden, the calls from England, people's needs are the same. They may have a different trapping. Our cultures may be different, but the human race has the same needs to bring before God. Mm. Everyone wants help for their children, for their marriage, for their country. They want resources. They want food on their table. They want education. They want a job. They want to be released from the oppression that hits them or depression. They want healing for their illness. This is just the human race's need. It's not just an American need. And I think that if I have learned anything, I mean, I knew it with head knowledge, but if anything has sunk in deeply, it's that this human race that we live among on this planet, whether the person is in Sri Lanka, we've had cell phone calls from there, you know, wherever they are, our needs are the same. Everybody needs food and shelter and their family to be safe. And I think that the sooner we all understand that in our heart, then our heart will go out to the whole human race in its deep need for a Savior.
And it's just so amazing how this was just a very initially localized ministry where, you know, headed up out of Savoy, Illinois, but you did get a website, and so you could say had a worldwide presence, but most of all, your volunteers and those that assisted. I mean, you began manning the lines, or woman in the lines. I don't know what's politically correct. You were answering the phones. You were praying with people. Then suddenly there was additional calls, and you wanted to open it up, I think, 24 hours a day or have people available. So you got other volunteers, and that just kept growing. Now, are most of the volunteers local, or are you able, because of the phone lines, to have people anywhere in the country participate?
We can have people anywhere in the country. We can transfer the prayer line. In fact, we have, down to Tennessee. But at this time, most of our volunteers are right here in central Illinois. We have a volunteer in Danville, Springfield, but we're all kind of right here, and that's fine. I want us to get strong here. You know, we're very glad to transfer it out. We have retired people in retirement homes who are answering the prayer line. Like I said, grad students, people who have very busy jobs and get home at 5:30 and take the prayer line like from 6:30 to 8:30 one night a week. It's a variety of individuals. I did want to say that we have, in addition to our internet presence and also our social media presence, which is really growing, especially on Tumblr for some reason, and our website, which we now have a professional putting together, but we also have prayer cards. And these little cards just say, do you need prayer, and the prayer number. Please call. And we have those in truck stops and gas stations and restaurants. We had some up in the Rockford, Illinois area, and some truckers picked these cards up and started handing them out to other truckers. So we had this sudden calls from truckers on the interstate all over the country. And if anyone knows of a place that would like to have those cards, or someone listening owns a business and says, yeah, you can set those on my counter. People may have seen them on some of the counters here in town even. That's really helpful, too. you know, because not everybody is all into the internet.
When I know every time I set up a Great News Radio display, little Duder, one of your volunteers, will always put some of the cards on my display, and I just delight in him being so, if you will, forthright, because he knows it's such a great ministry. He's volunteered for a number of years, and I love your idea of maybe that shut-in person or that retired person that has maybe the luxury of some extra time or stays home that can answer phones, and you do a little training where you can take some people through, this is all that's necessary. Be a good listening ear. Just ask them how they can pray.
Yes.
You don't have to know the whole Bible or have scripture verses memorized. It's just a willing heart and a caring spirit, and then maybe getting connected with you so you can walk them through some of the things. You know, if it was a crisis call, there are certain methods or means that they need to take.
We have that laid out in our training manual, and we have a fairly thick book that's growing as people have time to work on it, of scriptures for various subjects. But yes, we do tell people, explain to them what to do with a crisis call, where to route people, who to send them to, how to handle it. And we've really, we have a board, and from the beginning, you know, we've tried to cover these bases as best we know how. You know, that doesn't happen every day, but when it does, we sure want to know how to handle it.
Well, the ministry is called Faith Prayers. It's right here out of Savoy, Illinois, reaching really, literally, not only this country, but parts of the world with the simplicity of prayer, but the power of prayer. It's not really even that simple. It's getting Almighty God involved in very personal ways, people's requests and needs. And if you'd like to support it, if you'd like to know more about it, if you'd like to volunteer, you can find out more at faithprayers.org, faithprayers.org, or call Mary Ann, or call in just to have maybe some of your prayer requests voiced and shared and talked about and prayed over. You can dial 1-866-515-9406. 1-866-515-9406. Well, Mary Ann, we're out of time, and I'm going to have you back when you come out with your new book. I know you're working on something that the Lord has put on your heart, I think, for the spring of 2014. But keep us posted, and keep praying, Mary Ann, and the Ministry of Faith Prayers up, everyone. It's a needed ministry. It's a valuable ministry. It's a crucial ministry, and we all can agree. Let's just lay it out. We can all agree we all need prayer, and Faith Prayer is available for you today. 1-866-515-9406. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Oh, thanks, Mary Ann, for being available for the Monday and Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends.
Mark, thank you so much, and thank you for all the things you do in this community and area.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.